Hello, everyone. This is Michael Oliver, and today I'm going to be talking with one of my students whose name is Mike LaRue. And the reason that I want to talk with Mike is that he's been very successful in his network marketing and direct sales business using the natural selling approach. And I think you'll find it profitable to understand what he's done and how he's done it and how you might be able to do the same sorts of things in your business. I also mention as well is that recently Mike was in the top five of a competition, a very major competition, and I'd like to congratulate you on that, Mike, and also to welcome you to this little interview. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Michael.
What I'd like to do is just kick off a little bit about your background. In other words, you know, how long have you been involved in network marketing and direct sales, and how did you get involved in the first place? What was the motivation of getting involved in the first place?
Well, my background is I spent over 20 years in a career in law enforcement, and I guess as many people, working people, I was working pretty well 60, 70-hour weeks, and I have a family, and that certainly took a lot of my time, not being able to spend with my family, being at work all the time, and really got tired of that, and I could see that there had to be a better way out there. So I got attracted to the home business industry. And I researched many different opportunities for quite some time, and it took me about 3 months. And I got started in the industry, in the direct sale industry, in November of 2004. Haven't had any previous experience in this industry whatsoever. And really started applying, basically working, rolling up my sleeves and really working a system. With some good success, but some limited success at the same time, and I was exposed to you, Michael, in natural selling in December of 2005, which is almost a year after I got started in the industry, and really became interested in natural selling and read the book and listened to the tapes and to the CDs that you were offering, and I could see it was a really good match for me because of the natural aspect of natural selling and the guidelines, the principles that it's founded on, and really started. It took about a month to really study the natural selling and the principles and it certainly made a huge difference in my business, the way I was approaching the people that I was dialoguing with on a daily basis.
Good. Well, tell me about your earlier experiences then. You know, you mentioned that you were following a system and so on, and you had limited success. What were you doing? I mean, how were you going about building your business, and how did you feel about that?
Well, it was more like kind of following some sort of a script, and you know, just a simple one-page script that the leaders in the business I was involved with were basically teaching, which involved a lot of posturing and this kind of thing, and I really didn't feel totally comfortable with that approach. I saw my results being very average in the industry. We're talking about 2-3% conversion, and so for every 40 people or so I was talking to, 35-40 people, one would get started in the business I was involved with. So it took a lot of time. I mean, you needed a lot of leads basically to be able to sustain a profitable business, and I found myself having to go through 100-120 leads per week just to get one or two people started in with my business per week. So it became a lot time consuming. At the same time, I felt a lot of rejection because a lot of people were hanging up the phone, this kind of thing. So it was basically became a numbers game, to me, it didn't feel very comfortable doing that or going through that. But it had to be a better way.
You mentioned about rejection. Why do you think you got? And we'll go talk about, you know, what you're doing today a little bit later. But why is it you got a lot of rejection in those days? Do you think?
Well, I think it was more like because you came from a place of wanting to sell people, and you were just picking up the phone, going through a very short script, asking some very pointed questions, and immediately without really dialoguing with people, you weren't even listening to basically what they had to say. As long as you were going through the script and they were saying a couple of key answers that you basically prompted out of them by asking very specific questions that really you were suggesting exactly what the answers you were contemplating, you ended up putting through people through the system, like the system that we had with the company, that maybe perhaps were not prepared to, and you're probably putting the wrong people on through. So therefore, people weren't ready really to go through this information, and as a result, you would follow up with them or get back to them, and they were simply a lot of no answers or they just. There was no connection made with that person whatsoever. So I felt a lot of rejection myself because I felt that they were rejecting me more than anything else.
So let me ask you this. If you were to go back to those same 100, 120 people a week, go back to a couple of years when you first started this, do you think you would get a different response from the majority of those people now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel...
Well, why is that?
Because of the principles, the principles involved in dialoguing with people, the conversational skills that you build up, just having to connect with people instead of asking or trying to sell people, I realize now you have to come from a place of service. I mean, people respond to your advertisement, looking for a better way to get out perhaps of their job, get out of what they're doing, and looking to improve their lives. So. They have a story to tell, and just by applying some of the principles about listening better, and really let them tell you why, the reason why they want a better life, and by asking better questions, obviously, and if you improve your listening skills just by listening to what they tell you, somehow you come up with perhaps a solution for them, and I think majority of the people, you're not trying to sell something, but you come from a place of service, wanting to help them. So it's very, very, very big difference.
How did you come across natural selling?
I was introduced to natural selling actually through a group of entrepreneurs that I was affiliated with and working with, and that's how I came across. It was in December of 2005, and I had never heard of natural selling before. Like I said, being new to the industry, and that's how I came across natural selling in you, Michael.
And the results that you got was once you discovered natural selling, and I know you and I did some personal coaching. Were the results immediate or were they gradual? How would you characterize?
Well, they were gradual, but immediately I saw an improvement. I took about a month to really go over your book, go over your CD series. And really sat down, and I would say about a couple of weeks, I really studied it hard and developed some sort of a guideline. And I put my personal touch into it, obviously, following the guidelines and the principles. And then I started practicing with, people, obviously, calling people that responded to my advertisement. But I saw immediately an improvement right off the bat.
An improvement, just to clarify, an improvement of how people responded to you, not necessarily an improvement in say, monetarily results, so I'm sure that did happen, started gradually happening, but it's the way that people responded to you, and would that be true?
Correct, exactly. The reception was, the response of people was a lot better. The conversations were a lot more, higher quality. I started having a really a better time, a good time actually, talking with people, dialoguing with people, and I could see the response at the other end, which was much better. People were not on the defensive so much, and really opened up. It's amazing when you're asking a few questions to people how much information they're going to tell you about themselves, about their lives, about where they want to be and who they want to become.
And, of course, results are important because ultimately you have to get something out of it. How soon did those results, the financial results, start falling?
The financial results started within a couple of months. I really started improving my conversion ratio, if you want to call it this way. I kind of hate to use that word.
That's okay.
But the people, the response I was getting with people was a lot better because of the connection, the rapport we were building. Actually, even people that weren't interested in the business that I had to basically offer to them were calling me back to thank me for the opportunity and really thank me for the conversation that we've had. So that was amazing. That was a first for me. So but the results, as far as the monetary results, started really within a couple of months, and then it gradually got better as the months progressed.
Yeah. So it happened fairly quickly. But would you say that that sticking with it, you know, the commitment to staying with the program, to learning and relearning, really helped you through? And just for the sake of to respond for the sake of our readers and listeners, so that they can get an idea of what you went through over those 2 months.
Absolutely, it's a continual learning experience, because I'm certainly, even though I've been practicing the natural selling dialogue method for close to a year now, and I still haven't arrived, and it's always something that I'm going to just get better at the more and more I do it. And it's amazing because you start not only implementing those principles when you're talking on the phone with people, but also when you're dialoguing with friends and family and people that you meet on a daily basis. It's just amazing the results that you get, and the connection that you make with people using these kind of principles. People are more attracted to you.
Talking about the same theme of results, you get most of your leads most of the people you talk with through qualified leads, don't you?
Yeah, I guess most of my leads are through qualified leads, through my own advertisement.
Yeah, and through other sort of qualified advertising as well. But tell us about your conversion ratio of, and conversion is fine, you know, of leads to someone joining you. Because you mentioned that before you discovered natural selling, which is the end of 2005, and that you were calling 100 to 120 people and maybe bringing one or two aboard to join you. What's your ratio now?
Well, my ratio now has dramatically improved according to the industry standard. Like I said before, I was talking with every 35 or 40 people I would talk to, one would get started. Well, as the months progressed, within 2 or 3 months after starting using the natural selling, my ratio went down to 1 out of 15 people I was talking to would get started with my business, and I got it already down to about 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 9 people who would get started with my business. So I was absolutely amazed at the results.
So I gather you're pretty happy with that.
Absolutely. I was ecstatic with that because it served a lot of different purposes. First, I was not as busy on the phone calling 120 leads a week.
Oh, really? So it took you less time then?
Absolutely.
I call about less effort, putting less effort into it, getting more and putting less effort in.
Absolutely. And now instead of having to talk to like 100 people a week or making 100 phone calls a week, now I was down to perhaps talking to 20, 30 people a week, but I would get 2 or 3 started with the same results. My conversations with people initially started maybe about 15 minutes per person, but I got it down to maybe between 5 and 10 minutes. So it really didn't take me that long. And if I would talk to 10 good quality people, have good 10 quality conversations a day, my prospecting time was literally down to about an hour, between an hour or two a day. And getting some amazing results.
What you're saying is that while it took a little longer at the beginning to go through the process, learn it, at the end of the day, that you, between 5 or 10 minutes, you can pretty much find out the three things that I talk about, which is what people want, why they want it, and also their level of desire to make a commitment to change or something like that. Would that be true?
Oh, correct, exactly. I was able to pinpoint my questions very quickly and make that determination very quickly early on in the conversation. And sometimes my conversation would last a little longer with the right people, because I actually enjoyed having the conversation with people, and some people were very interesting, had some very interesting story to tell. So it was certainly a pleasure for me, anyhow, to have discussions and dialogue with them.
What would you attribute the key things to that contributed to your success? What are the first things that come to mind that you found important?
The first thing that comes to mind is a different mindset. It's to come to from a place of service and not coming from a place of needing to make a sale. I think that's to me that was a big paradigm shift in my mind, to really come from a place of service, because people need. The people that respond to your advertisement, they have a problem. They have a problem that needs to be solved, and that's why they're responding to your advertisement. So when you contact them and you have a conversation with them, it's really to explore that problem that they have. At the same time, you certainly need to establish if do they want to change their current situation, and also if they have the desire or commitment to make that change. But to come from a place of service, it is much, much different in your head than coming from a place of wanting to make a sale. It's to me that was a huge. That's what I enjoy the most, is coming from a different place, looking at it from a different perspective, and it certainly attracts. You attract a lot more, somehow, a lot more quality people.
Interesting. Any particular products that come to mind? Natural selling products that particularly helped you, that you favor, that you use the most, for example?
The product that I use the most for natural selling is certainly the CDs, the CD series that you provided, and your book. Your book certainly assisted me. I first read the book, and then I listened to the CD series. These two have certainly provided me a lot of insight and a lot of knowledge on how to apply and understand the principles of natural selling.
And if you were to give one piece of advice to those who are listening or reading this, what do you think that might be?
It's a paradigm shift. It's really about sitting down, going through the information that you provide, and it doesn't take that long. You can do that within a week or two, and constantly. If you use a technique, I hate to call it a technique because it's not, but if you use the principles, give yourself sometimes to practice it, and it doesn't take long to really improve your skills. But the first most important thing is to really change your mindset. Come from a place of service instead of come a place from a needing to make a sale. It makes a huge difference.
Well, Mike, thank you. I appreciate the time that you've put into this and that you've given us. And I'm sure that your words will give some encouragement to a lot of people who are just starting or are using natural selling, and understand that there are two things going on, that it is a difference in thinking, and it's a difference in being and feeling, as well as applying the principles to in a pragmatic way to get the results that everyone's looking for. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree, 100%.
Well, thank you. Congratulations on your success. And look forward to continuing our relationship together. I want to thank you for your time. Thank you very much, Mike.
Well, thank you, Michael, for all you do.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.